Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I actually had to call Crop yesterday, and I'm sure it's going to be like a five-minute fix. I think they're going over to the house now. But we have an outlet in the master bathroom, which isn't working, and then one that's outside where we had string lights.
Mm-hmm.
And then one in the garage where our second refrigerator was hooked up, which is weird. So I go to the fuse box and I do whatever, you know, check them all. I flip them all off, flip them all on, and it's just not worked. And it's just not working. And, you know, some of those outlets have the GFI switch, which you just like push in.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't exist in that bathroom. And it definitely is my wife's curling iron that took it down, but I can't figure it out. And then I talked to Ben, and he was like, well, plug in the curling iron that you suspect is what did it, because it does have a red switch and a yellow switch. And you can click it on the other outlets, but on the one outlet, doesn't click. And who knows? But it's just weird that it can take out, I guess that's that one wire that he could take out the master bathroom on the second floor outside in a garage.
My brain is mush from the story. Just get Crop out there.
Yeah.
My brain is total mush from the story.
Well, your brain is mush.
I'm with you, too.
Yeah, it's just hard to follow the line. And all right, let's go to Mike in Burke. Mike's got a story for us. I was hoping it would be like Michelle, but it's a Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, what's up?
How you doing, guys? First-time caller.
Thanks,
love
buddy.
The show.
Thanks, Mikey. Man.
I just wanted to say that if it wasn't for you guys, I don't know if I'd make it through the pandemic. It was a crazy time, and you guys were awesome. But getting on to my story, as far as the sex in a public place,
right?
I was at a Motley Crue show, and I happened to turn to my right, and my far right, this guy and girl were getting it on. I mean, right during the show, we're not talking about, you know, like, I mean, the lights were on, the lights kept flashing on and off, and
they were just standing up getting
now, that's
after
not
it.
Public transportation,
but it
by
does
the
seem
way.
Very on brand
no,
for
that's
Motley
not public
Crue
transportation.
Show.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, JP. I'm sorry.
That's
right.
Okay. I mean, we were talking about public transportation. He doesn't have any personal experience.
You don't have a personal story.
He
like,
saw people going at
you don't
it.
Have anything like in a cab. Oh, you hung up on him.
He's got nothing.
He's got nothing.
He didn't have anything.
That might
have
just been.
He's a good listener, though. We appreciate it.
I wanted to ask, what did Motley Crue open with that show?
You think he remembers?
That's what you cared about.
No, of course.
What do they usually open with?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, they could do like "Looks at Kill," "Shout at the Devil." I mean, they just go. There's such a big catalog.
Do they close with "Home Sweet Home"?
I mean, if they have half a brain in their heads, that's probably one of the songs during the encore.
Did I see Amy tweeting that she was at another Sugar Ray show recently?
She did go see Sugar Ray.
Did she go
Ray
with like some girlfriends, or did
she
you
went
go?
With she went with our niece?
It was just her and her niece, not her and you.
No,
your niece is a big fan.
Yes.
How old
likes
is your
Sugar
niece?
Ray. She's 26 or 27.
Do they do concerts together occasionally, or is this the first time they've done that? Gone to a concert.
They've gone
together.
To a couple shows together.
They do.
Yeah.
They socialize together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They saw Sugar Ray and like Everclear and Lit like in Baltimore like 5 years ago.
I like Sugar Ray. Don't get me wrong. A fan. Don't like all the Botox and all the stuff he's done to his face.
Yeah, what are you gonna do, man? People are getting older to try, you know, some people
I know, but guys shouldn't do it.
Hey, to each their own.
I actually think women shouldn't do it either. Unless you do it, you gotta be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you look arty. All right, let's go to Dan in Bristow. Dan, what's up, man? You're on with the Jets.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's Dan. Up, man?
Hey, you don't need Crop Metcalf. Those outlets, those CFIs like that, usually there's one all the way in the basement closest to the fuse box that can flip.
Yeah, he's not going to find that.
He needs Crop Metcalf.
Yeah, he needs a guy.
You might not need
I actually found that, and I flipped it on and off, and it did nothing.
Yeah.
So...
I actually look, have the same issue. Probably gonna I didn't be, even know probably, that was a thing.
It's probably going to be a two-minute appointment. The guy's probably going to just laugh. And I prefaced my text with Ben from Crop Metcalf with, I'm probably an idiot. I know nothing. I believe a curling iron took out three outlets. But it's weird. I actually first noticed it because it's nice we kind of inherited a second fridge. I never had a second fridge. And now everything inside that second fridge is bad because... that outlet hasn't been working for a few days.
Yeah, got to toss it.
Bickles, your brain still mush?
Well, it's just a lot to try to track which outlet is affecting which. I know I had the same issue out on my deck. My TV all of a sudden wasn't working. My fan wasn't working, and it was tilting me. My lights outside weren't working.
What was it?
I didn't know anything about
that. Sounds like maybe just a fuse box.
I went to the fuse box. That's the only thing I know to do.
Right.
And they were all switched on the right spot. Uh-huh. So then I just pushed something like that, that GFI thing, which I know nothing about, and all of a sudden everything started working.
Yeah.
All I know is whoever wrote down everything on my fuse box in the late 80s, very haphazard job. Just the worst job of labeling things. Some things are blank.
Yeah.
I'm just doing this. I'm playing Russian roulette with the fuse
Mine's
box.
Mine's horrible, and it's misspelled, which is just tilting me. He spelled attic with one T. It's just tilting.
Right. Whoever built my house, man, they started it and they stopped. Somebody else came in and finished it. The patchwork job at best. What but if you check it on Zillow, the price of it's going up because everything's going
hopefully
up.
Hopefully that continues.
Yeah, you can only hope.
I think that's one reason why my brother didn't hire movers. He's been doing all the because everything is so expensive right now.
Right.
He's in there with the sander, sanding his own floors. He's staining his own floors.
Hey, I give him props for the hustle, but I would never do any of those things that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm not qualified.
I bitched to him because they moved, a life, 15 years worth of S from their townhouse into their new house. And I moved two TVs. That's basically all I did. And I helped my wife.
And you damaged goods for two days.
I can't bend over. I think I hit that sciatic nerve or whatever. I get pain in my buttocks cakes going down the back of my leg.
Right. You learn your lesson. So Don't move stuff for people in your 50s.
I'm texting my brother and I'm bitching about it. And he sends me back. He goes, yeah, man, that sucks. He says,
doesn't sound like he really cares.
Meanwhile, he for 5 days has been sanding floors, staining floors, moved at pianos.
Well, if I were you, I would say, that's on you. You've chosen to take on all of these tasks instead of farming them out like you should be doing.
Yeah.
Well, not really. He's saving money.
He's saving money.
Good for him.
But like I told you,
Cakes is so anti doing anything. It's unbelievable.
Yes, you're correct.
When it comes
JP.
To that, yeah, I would not want to move
because
TVs.
I know I'm not good at any of that stuff. I didn't grow up with somebody showing me how to saw 2x4s.
Okay,
or
but
do
even
stuff
if I
the
said,
house.
You know what, I need to go up on my roof and clear the gutters, you'd be like, you got to farm that out.
No, you need a gutter helmet. So it precludes you from ever going up on a ladder and climbing
on
your
roof. But if you don't have one.
No, that means you get one.
And you see that there are a bunch of Ryan Leafs up there.
Now my brain is mush. My brain's officially mush.
All right, let's go to Rich. Richard Waldorf says he has a bus story for us. Rich.
Hey, guys. Love
that. You're getting a little too. So two Hershisers. All right, I get it.
Right.
But slow down.
Two Sirhoffs.
What kind of bus?
We went to Florida. It was, football. Used to play football. We went down Florida traveling. Uh-huh. And one of the guys had a sister, and she was into it.
Oh, my.
So
you violated one of your teammates' sisters?
Shut your car door. Did you,
The big thing was killing me.
Was there a blanket involved? Like, how heavily populated was this bus? Was it an empty bus or a lot of people?
Whole team, coaches in the front. Parents took the other bus.
Were you on the back row?
Weren't you afraid that your teammate was going to want to fight?
Oh yeah, I mean that's the thrill of it. I mean I didn't care about him, but I mean his sister wanted to do what she wanted to do.
Man, what a bad decision to send a sister on a team football
bus.
That's a horrible decision.
Hey, did you have a good game after, or did you lose your legs?
Oh, no, I mean, we lost. We lost.
Yeah, of course you lost. 2 days later. You went and played a bunch of Florida high school teams. They smoked you. Of course you lost.
Oh, yeah, they were fast, man.
Of course they were fast.
They were fast. So, hold on.
They all went to SEC schools.
what school did you play for?
Westlake.
Westlake, where is that?
I don't know.
Charles County.
In Charles County?
Yeah.
And so your high school...
I'm always going to bet on the Florida team against you.
I still don't quite understand. When your high school team traveled to Florida to play one of those big sillies, you had...
Yeah, it was like a preseason type of deal. We just went.
How many girls were on the bus? Was she the only one?
No, it was about four. Or maybe five.
You know what,
it was just relative.
Next time St. Thomas Aquinas calls you and asks for a game, just turn them down immediately. Just say no.
That is unbelievable.
But so because we had to dump you, okay? Because you were very specific with your language.
Talk about it, not you.
You said you did one act three times, but you said you did the full act twice. How did that go down?
Is that all on the way down, or on the way down and the way back up?
No, separate time, separate women. I don't know if I can say that part.
Right. Yeah. Always with the high school football team, or just ever on just a regular metro bus?
No. One was actually going to school. It was about 8:30.
Hold on, a school bus?
Yeah.
They do have benches, EB. There's no barriers.
Jason, he was getting in on a school bus.
My bus wasn't that full. Going to school was about... probably about 10 kids total.
I was just trying to avoid getting bullied on my school bus.
Now, was it your...
trying to tax it with somebody.
Was it your high school girlfriend, or was it just a...
Yeah. That one was definitely the high school one.
Yeah. Did you tell your high school girlfriend that you smashed your teammate's sister on the way down to a game?
No, that was the 11th grade, so the first time was ninth.
Yeah, she doesn't need to know those details, EB.
Ninth grade! How old are you in your ninth grade?
14, probably.
Maybe 15.
So at 14, 15, you were getting it in on the bus. That's like Valdez on a playground. Didn't you do it on a playground or something? You in horse camp?
Yeah, it was not on playground.
With horse camp.
Not with horse camp.
I've done
more public areas than transportation.
Why? Is that your thing?
No, it's just more of the thrill. It's the thrill of getting caught.
What are you gonna do when you get caught?
Why do you want to get caught?
Humiliating.
That wouldn't be thrilling.
I mean, it depends. It depends who comes.
How old are you now, Rich?
I'm 29.
29. When's the last time you did this in public?
What are you talking about, like playground or vehicle?
Well, you tell us.
You're talking about high school. That's over a decade ago for you.
Okay. High school.
So high school were your four years.
Oh yeah, a ton of fun. High school, I would say the teacher's bathroom.
Teacher's bathroom
was the last action.
That wasn't with a teacher. You never tagged a teacher, did you?
No. The teacher's bathroom is because you can.
He's a vet.
So it's way better.
His game is.
You get to lock the door.
His public sex game is strong.
One time I almost got caught.
What?
Yeah, one time I almost got caught. We waited in there for like a whole period. The teacher knocked on the door and was just waiting.
Yeah, I guess you just have to wait
him
out.
It's a standoff. Just wait for the school bell to ring, and then you're good. Yeah.
We cannot leave.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. We got to run. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Love the show.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Love you, man.
He could regale us with public sex stories all day long. I can
see Jason cringing over there, but I...
My man was... I just had no interest.
I had so much interest.
I know you did.
I remember we got Mike Rizzo.
You and I are wired totally different.
9 o'clock, the Nats GM joins us. But coming up next, we dive into the NFL. Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports joins us as we talk some football here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we talk to the president of baseball operations, general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo. They closed within five games in the NL East. We'll talk to him about what they might be looking to do before the trade deadline, which is coming up in 10 days. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is Eric Edholm, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. And Eric, we're about a week away from NFL training camp, and they're a lot of questions at the quarterback position, particularly with Deshaun Watson and with Aaron Rodgers. What are you hearing on the Deshaun Watson front?
Yeah, it's been awfully quiet in terms of what's happening with settling these cases. We had heard, 6 weeks ago or something, or maybe almost 2 months ago now, that the abundance of these cases, 20 of them, shocked everybody. But there was some talk not long ago that this would sort of be settled. I guess I'm a little surprised that there's been all this sort of trade speculation and what's next questions, which, I get why people are interested, but we don't have much resolution and we don't have much precedent in terms of Roger Goodell, how the league will handle the discipline of this case. I mean, I can't think of another case that compares to this with so many, sort of this abundance of concern hanging over him. For a player who was absolutely fantastic last year, led the league in passing for a bad football team, without much help around him. So, I get why teams remain interested, but I also can't see a resolution coming anytime soon without a little bit more clarity.
Yeah, we're kind of seeing it in baseball with, specifically with the Trevor Bauer situation for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Initially, he was put on that 7-day administrative leave list, and now it's been 3 weeks. It could be 3 months. I mean, Major League Baseball takes a long time to kind of settle these cases, and it could be the same with Deshaun Watson.
Right. And I mean, what was it, 2014 or whatever, we had kind of a change in the way the discipline is handled in the NFL with, the Ray Rice case. I'm forgetting the exact year, but, that Greg Hardy and everything else, that commissioner's exempt list has sort of become the crutch where, same idea, where the players get paid until what? Time passes, I'm not trying to make fun of it because obviously serious allegations are attached to this case, but you're right. There's almost like this stall technique that the leagues do because they want to get as much information as possible. They don't want to field the player amid, this cloud of allegation and, risk the PR fallout from it. So, yeah, I think that's kind of what, I guess they've had a long time, the league has, to kind of sort through as many of the details as possible. But I can't imagine they have anything close to a full picture right now.
But, Eric, I think you want to try to find a silver lining with the Deshaun Watson scenario. You look at the season-long win totals posted by Vegas. The Texans are all the way at the bottom. 4.5 is the number. I think if you can lock that in, I think you just put a sizable bet on the under on wins for the Texans and just assume that Watson's going to miss part, if not all, of the season.
Wow. Or bet the over and maybe get lucky. I mean, they were like you said, they were obviously 4-12 with them last year, and as heroic as he was, he could only do so much. So yeah, I mean, I could see the handicappers viewing it both ways. If you know, right now, does it feel like Deshaun Watson is close to suiting up for the Texans? I don't feel that way at all. If anything, you know, they've signed, I don't know, about 71 quarterbacks this offseason just to buttress against the possibility of, you know, him being out of the picture. And so, yeah, it really is. I mean, right now, if you were making power rankings for the 32 teams, I don't know how many people would put the Texans above number 31. I mean, that's where they sit as a franchise right now, and their star quarterback is sort of in limbo.
We were kind of talking about some of these, I don't know, just a couple of random sites that have the most overrated teams in 2021, most underrated teams, and we just kind of threw out some names. One name that continues to come up for the overrated is San Francisco, and you know, their Vegas win total is right around 10.5. They're about fourth or fifth right now on FanDuel to win the Super Bowl at 13-1. You know, I kind of follow this team because I used to be a bigger Niner fan than I am now, but it's all it's all based on Garoppolo. He was obviously hurt last year. He's back this year. So, you know, they got a bunch of guys back on defense that were hurt last year. How do you feel about their chances? And is there another team that you look at and go, you know what, they're a little overrated to me?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting to me because it's not like they were a good, you know, football team last year, 6-10, and they suffered more injury, you know, man games lost than anyone in football last year. Them and the Patriots were, you know, if you throw in the COVID cases as well, in terms of games missed, the Niners and Patriots got absolutely slaughtered last year. So, you know, that's one way to look at it. They also played a very, very hard schedule last year. Statistically speaking, or, you know, projection-wise, this year's schedule looks a whole lot softer. It's a tough division, but you would think some stability at the quarterback position would help things out. You know, a return to that great pass rush and defense. They still have some, you know, young playmakers who can help make a quarterback's life easier as well. I kind of like them this year for a bounce-back season, so I don't know where they fit on that overrated and underrated scale. But, you know, one team, I wouldn't have picked this one, you know, before about a month ago. I mean, you know, a month ago I started kind of looking at, all right, who are the teams who overachieved last year? Who are the ones that underachieved? You know, and then what did those teams do in the offseason, and can we kind of separate some? At least on paper, the Cleveland Browns overachieved last year. I mean, the way we watched them finish the season, the excitement over the franchise, it's all palpable. It's all there. There's reason for optimism. That secondary looks to be in much better shape. But this is a group that didn't defend the pass all that well last year. I think offensively they've got a lot going for them. There's enough young talent on defense to get excited about. But, again, you know, Joe Burrow's back for Cleveland. You know, obviously Ben's trying to make one last run in Pittsburgh. Baltimore's not going away. I think the Browns have a great chance to win that division, but win total wise, maybe they're getting a little bit too much love, you know, for what they did last year, if you really kind of fine tune and put it into perspective a little bit.
Joined by Eric Edholm, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. Give him a follow on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. And I keep looking at the GIF that you posted about 16 hours ago of Jake Funk, who played his college ball here at Maryland. He's going to have an opportunity in L.A. because of the Achilles injury to Cam Akers. Talk about how that injury affects the Rams and, you know, how guys like Funk and Daryl Henderson and some other guys are going to have an opportunity now with Akers down.
Yeah, I mean, losing Cam Akers is really a tough blow. I mean, he had kind of an up-and-down rookie season, but he suffers an injury late in the year, week 16 or 17, I can't remember. And his availability for the playoffs is in doubt. He's had this irregular usage. It was sort of seen like, okay, well, there you go. You know, he's just going to have to start over fresh for year two. All he does in two playoff games is go out and play tremendously well. They were using him in the Wildcat. They were using him more as a receiver. It sort of felt like, you know, he was on the verge of being that, you know, second-year breakout guy. I think I even listed him in one of my 10 offensive breakout players for, you know, the year two guys about a month ago. So that's a big loss. And Daryl Henderson had injury issues last year. So, you know, I know Jake Funk and, you know, guys like Xavier Jones and Raymond Calais, the other backs on their roster. You know, I mean, Funk to me, I really opened my eyes last year when I watched him and I know he didn't have a ton of carries in college. The injuries are an issue for him as well. I kind of see a Rex Burkhead-like player. I know that's probably an easy comparison for a lot of people, but he's got the shiftiness and the low center of gravity, runs downhill. He's a fun player. Who's to say he can't come in? I think if he hadn't had those injury issues, you know, we'd have been talking about a third or fourth round pick or something like that. So he's certainly one to keep an eye on, but I definitely think the Rams, just given the full picture in their backfield, have to go out and get a veteran. I mean, if they believe in Matthew Stafford the way they seem to, and, you know, Sean McVay's competitiveness and everything and tough division, boy, I would think they have to get a veteran back to ease the load a little bit on that group and not rely on so many untested guys.
Talking to Eric Edholm, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports, and you actually just wrote about something I wasn't thinking about, which is Hall of Fame speeches. So the NFL is inducting, I think, 10 or 11 guys on August 7th for the Hall of Fame. Yep. And you mentioned that, you know, in recent years, you had Ed Reed up there for almost 40 minutes. His teammate, Ray Lewis, went 33 minutes in 2018. And so have they given guys a six-minute time limit this year? Is that the deal?
6 minutes, but, you know, those are in air quotes, because you actually get 8 minutes before that, you know, Academy Awards-style piano starts playing, you know, the instrumental strains. They sound pleasant enough, but the message is clear. Get off the podium. And I get why they have to do it this year, because we're essentially inducting two classes because the last year got thrown off and everything. So Saturday night is the 2020 class. Sunday is the 2021 crew. And so, you know, you're getting a lot of people on stage and doing video tributes for the late players and everything like that. It's a little bit harsh when you see Brett Favre holding court up there for, you know, basically like an HBO special. So it stinks for these guys who obviously committed their minds and bodies to the game for a long time. And, you know, they get enough time for, you know, for a YouTube video. So it's tough. I understand why they have to do it, but, you know, I would have to think one of these players just powers through the music and just says, I can hang as long as you can. You can try to push me off the stage, but I'm talking until you take this microphone out of my hand.
That's funny. All right. So getting back to the teams and expectations, we've talked about Washington a lot in the last 6 weeks, certainly since Fitzpatrick was signed. Some people in this room think he's going to have a big year. Some people think he's going to be typical Fitzpatrick and make too many mistakes. Right now, their win total on FanDuel is 8.5. Are you a Washington guy? Do you think that they're going to be the best team in the division, or do you think that Fitzpatrick holds them back a little bit? Where do you stand on them?
Well, some games he's going to be the hero, and some he's going to be the one who puts him in harm's way. I mean, that's sort of been the hallmark of his career, and so – you know, he's obviously a fascinating candidate to be this bridge quarterback and to, you know, give them a shot to compete, especially in a weak division or a division with a lot of questions, right? I mean, nobody wanted to win this thing down the stretch, and it felt like, you know, oh, you take it. No, you take it. And, you know, how far along are the Giants? I mean, are they a team that's ready to compete? Can the Cowboys bounce back? Are the Eagles, you know, what are they right now with Jalen Hurts? There's so many big questions about the other three teams in the division, but I think it definitely gives Washington a chance, especially what they can do defensively. So, you know, are the young receivers going to step up? Is the offensive line going to be a unit they can count on? Do they have, you know, is Antonio Gibson ready for kind of a full role? And do they have enough firepower and versatility offensively to kind of make up for some of the shortcomings? They're a total wild card to me. You know, I could see them winning more games than, you know, some people would expect. I could also see, you know, like you said, that Fitzpatrick effect going the other way. So I want to think that the Giants are going to be a little better competitive team, but those numbers I was running about last year and who was fool's gold and who wasn't kind of suggests that the Giants still have some growth to do. So they're one of those teams that I want to like more than I do. When I kind of peer down at some of the granular details. So, you know, again, that opens the door for the WFTs, and that's a division that I'm probably going to end up flipping a bunch of coins to figure out who wins and who finishes second, whatnot.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are your expectations for Dallas with Dak back?
obviously better, and you know, he gets his contract, and he seems highly motivated. He seems like he's in pretty fantastic shape, all things considered. And he was off to a tremendous start last year. I mean, just statistically speaking, he was dialed in, one of the best quarterbacks in football before the injury. I mean, offensively, we're not really worried about him, I don't think. Most people feel like, okay, you know, they've got a better feel on their personnel, and they already scored a lot of points early on last year. Defensively, how much difference does Dan Quinn make? Can he bring this cast of, you know, talented players, but some injury guys and some questionable positional fits and, you know, lack of depth maybe in the middle a little bit? So, I mean, they'll have some shootout games. There might be some games where the defense plays better, but, you know, I thought this was a really good football team last year. I died on that hill very clearly. I don't know if I'm going to be quite as strong on them this year, but I would be shocked if they weren't more competitive.
All right, Eric, appreciate the time. It's Eric Edholm, NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, have a good morning, fellas. See ya.
All right,
man. All right, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, the NFC East is probably going to be one of those divisions where a lot of teams, besides the Eagles, get votes to be the division champ.
I wanted to ask him why he wanted to like the Giants more than he does. I didn't quite understand that. Is it just because...
Maybe just because you get... They boosted their wide receiver core, mm-hmm. and they get Barkley back. Mm-hmm. But maybe he's just still a skeptic.
Right? I mean, they don't have great expectations. Their win total is 7, so it's not like people think they're going to necessarily contend for the division when you compare them to Washington and Dallas. Now, maybe they surprise.
What is Dallas's expectation?
I think they're 9.5.
And Washington's at 8.5?
Yeah. So, I mean, right. You know, those three teams are all separated by a couple games.
So, if I bet the under on 11.5 for Tampa, that means they win 11, I'm a winner, right?
Correct.
Of course, yeah.
Got something in your teeth?
And right now...
Yeah. I have whatever this...
And by the way, it's plus money right now on FanDuel. I know you can't get to FanDuel because you're in Maryland, but it's plus money, plus 125 if you like the under on Tampa.
I do. Yeah, so although I looked at their schedule, and they should have the toughest schedule, but they don't.
I haven't looked at their schedule.
Yeah,
their out of conference is poopy.
I don't know.
They play Washington.
Mike Rizzo coming up at 9 o'clock. But next time for QB quarter of here on the Fan. Welcome.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I just saw during the break a video of Wes Schweitzer, who's an offensive lineman mm-hmm. on the Washington football team. Have you seen
plates?
It?
Yeah,
that's pretty insane.
He had four plates
he
together.
He took four 45-pound plates and compresses them and picks them up.
He's just like holding this. Them with his hands.
Yeah, the strength on that is crazy.
That's stupid.
I'm going to try it with like 225s to see if I can do it.
I'd be afraid I'd drop them on my feet.
Yeah.
You got to definitely put them out in front of you.
Yeah. I dropped a plate on your foot.
I know.
Yeah.
And somehow you blamed it on me for not wearing shoes.
Well, lifts weights?
My house.
Bare feet.
I'll say this a million times. Yeah. My house, my garage, I'm working out.
If you
walk
matter.
Across the street, and then you somehow drop a plate on my foot.
That just means you're being irresponsible when you're lifting in your own house by not wearing the proper protection for your feet.
I honestly think no one would think that I was to blame.
I can't imagine anybody in the country does that.
Lifts with no shoes on.
Right.
In your own house? Why not?
You think the guys go into the weight room in Tuscaloosa barefoot?
I bet you a bunch do it with flip-flops.
I bet they don't.
No, they don't.
There's no way that
to do an upper body workout.
There's no way that
maybe
why not?
At their house, but not correct. He's talking about at the gym, not the school.
All right, maybe.
Neither here nor there, Wes Schweitzer looks to be a monster.
Strong as an ox, yes.
Yes, and he may end up becoming one of the starting guards. Is he battling it out with Flowers?
Flowers definitely brought in from the outside.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey,
I'm sure they're all interchangeable.
For left guard.
Did I also drop a sewer lid on your foot, or was that on my foot?
No, I think that was on your own foot.
Yeah, I think that happened to me.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Because you couldn't bear to part with a Wilson that went down in the sewer, and you had a tennis ball.
Oh, yeah, right. We needed him.
Had to go fetch that ball down in the sewer.
Yeah, we did.
Pretty safe.
We hit more dingers. All right, what do you got?
All right, let's hear the music for QB Quarter Of. Give you the latest news about NFL quarterbacks as we head into training camps.
The weirdest segment I think we've ever done. But
hey, it's the brainchild of the Matt and Matt Show.
I know.
It's their baby.
I know, they love it.
Not sponsored yet, too, by the way.
Hold on, do you want to end it?
No! This is interesting.
He just hates the dangling preposition.
I hate the dangling preposition.
When does it end, by the way? Does it end when camp starts?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Or does it continue with
quarterback
stories
and we
camp?
Have the Junkies Blitz.
It's nebulous.
That'll be challenging, though, because then the Junkies Blitz can't use quarterback stories.
You'll have repeat stories.
It's true. It's
a
very
good
point.
Repeat stories, especially if they're good ones.
And you can always blur the lines. Like, one of my stories is not going to be particularly about a quarterback, but we'll get to that in just a bit. Your
All
lead
right.
story is that Aaron Rodgers turned down a 2-year extension offer from the Green Bay Packers this offseason, according to sources that told that to ESPN's Adam Schefter. The deal, according to sources, would have tied the reigning MVP to the Packers for 5 more seasons and made him the highest paid quarterback and player in football.
Right.
Sources told Schefter in April that Rodgers does not want to return to the team because of issues he has with management. Despite his stance, the Packers have remained adamant that they will not trade the 3-time MVP.
Maybe not this year, maybe next year.
Since then, Rodgers has failed to show up for the voluntary OTAs for the first time in his career. Training camp slated to begin for the Packers July 28th.
See, when he...
Standoff continues.
I believe him. I believe he does not want to play for the Packers.
Yes, I believe that too.
But I'm starting to believe that he may do it at gunpoint if he can come to some sort of agreement with Green Bay that he'll be able to leave after this season.
Right.
If that scenario plays out, I could see it.
I think he could come back. Probably not on time. Like, I doubt he'll be there on July 28th. But he struts in and says, look, you guys are making a mountain out of a molehill. I never really said anything. Because he really hasn't said anything publicly.
So you think he'll come back and say, I'm perfectly happy here. I love it here.
He may not expand
Fans
on
are great
it.
Here.
No, he may say something. He shows up and he goes, look, I want to play football. I'm a football player.
I
never
could
said
see him
I wasn't playing football. And I'm here to play football. Something very vague and
real
stupid like
player.
That.
Yeah, I'm just very here Scott to play. McLuhan-esque.
Yes.
And it is what it is. Rough off season, but I'm here to play. And...
He doesn't even have to say rough off season.
Okay.
Now, this next story will affect NFL quarterbacks, but it's not about an NFL quarterback per se. NFL coach Greg Knapp is fighting for his life after a bike crash, and the Jets are now asking for prayers for his condition. This is according to Robert Saleh, who's now the head coach.
Must not be good.
They were asking for prayers for the assistant coach in a statement Tuesday morning. Quote, Greg is such an amazing individual. It's hard to imagine the challenge facing him and his family at this time. Some of the details about the accident. He was struck on a road in San Ramon, California, Saturday at around 2:50 p.m. Pacific time. Single car wreck with the bike. Preliminary investigation revealed the driver of the car was not under the influence of alcohol or drugs, and he's the passing game coordinator for the Jets. So
he's been a quarterback coach for a bunch of teams.
I have friends. I have one buddy who goes to like 50-mile rides,
yep.
And you know he rides on all the roads out in Virginia and everything. I get nervous for him. You know, B. Mitch does it, and there was a guy in my pool died within the last 6 months hit on his bicycle.
Yep.
You know, he got a daughter my daughter's age.
It's a crazy story.
It's crazy.
I mean, you said he's got life-threatening injuries.
A critical condition.
Correct.
He could donk off.
It doesn't look good.
Incredible.
Right now, it's not looking good for Greg Knapp. So hopefully his condition improves, so we'll have to monitor that.
Am I the only guy that tries to stay on the bike path? Why don't
you
people
might
just
be in the
go
minority.
On the bike path?
Because you don't know if there's bike paths in these particular neighborhoods.
I know. I live off of Beach Drive, okay?
Yep.
There couldn't be. It's like the Tour de France every
couldn't
weekend.
Couldn't be more cyclists. Right.
They're 10 feet away from the bike path, but they don't. Those guys, they do not. Especially the guys that all are dressed up like
the hardcore cyclists,
like Lance Armstrong.
They like being out on the road.
Yes,
instead of dealing with bike paths.
But in this particular city or town, maybe there could be a kind of a mountainous town. Maybe there's no bike paths.
I don't know.
You got to ride on the street.
I guess.
Do you guys want to hear who's in the 2021 NFL Superstar Club quarterback division, according to Dan Hanzus?
So what do you mean? So
NFL.com.
So this is who he says are legit superstars.
Superstars.
So obviously, all right, Mahomes.
Who's in? Who's out?
Mahomes, Brady,
Rodgers.
Rodgers.
This is just his list of who's in and who's out for this upcoming season.
As a superstar?
Yes.
So he's,
well, the superstars is limited. Right. Russell Wilson.
He's
well,
putting, still Mahomes. I'll give you the full list at the end, but he's putting back in Tom Brady because he took him out a couple years ago.
All right.
And he basically says, I have egg on my face. I got to put Tom Brady back in. So Brady back in. Legitimate NFL superstar, according to Dan Hanzus.
Mm-hmm.
Out. This makes all the sense in the world. Drew Brees, because he's retired. Okay, you have to remove him.
Whoa.
Probably could have removed him last year because his numbers were not very good last year.
Although, if you look at it, you'd be surprised.
He had seven broken ribs.
He also, I want to say his touchdown to interception ratio was something like 24-6. Look up Drew Brees' numbers last year. They weren't that bad.
They also weren't that good. They were not that impressive. In Josh Allen from the Bills, who accounted for 45 total touchdowns between throwing the ball and his prolific rushing skills. Mm-hmm. So he elevates him to superstar status. He's taking Big Ben out of the club. He's saying, you're done. Your time has passed. The injuries and...
Although his numbers were pretty good, too.
Drew Brees, by the way, last year.
And they did start 11-0.
9-3. I know you don't count wins and losses.
I do not.
24 touchdowns, 6 picks. Quarterback rating, I believe, 107.
What's his average yards per attempt? Paltry.
Wasn't great, I'm sure.
Throws to Alvin Kamara 100 times a game.
And Michael Thomas was hurt most of the year.
He also elevates Kyler Murray.
I mean, completed 71% of his passes. I'm just saying that you're kind of like acting like Drew Brees was awful last year, and I understand at the end it wasn't pretty.
He was very mediocre.
But if I told you right now that Fitzpatrick was going to give you 24 touchdowns with only 6 picks, you'd sign up for it 100 times out of 100.
I would ask for more touchdowns. I need him close to 30 touchdowns. 24 is not good enough. I need him flirting with 30.
Plus, you know that 6 interceptions is impossible for Fitzpatrick.
That, I know
he'd probably do that in 2 games.
I know that that's physically impossible for
By the way, Wes Schweitzer is not wearing shoes.
That is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What is
in
he
the
doing?
Picture?
Oh, yeah. In the video where he's doing it, he's like JP. He's barefoot.
He's at his own house, it looks like.
It's unreal.
All right, there's your QB quarter up. I'm constrained by time.
That's right, because we got Mike Rizzo next. He joins us every Wednesday at 9 o'clock. The Nats GM right here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.